Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sohm Distilleries and Breweries Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to the management. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Diwakaran Suryanarayanan. I am Chief Operating Officer of Sohm Group, and I thank you, thank everybody for joining us today to discuss our Q4 and full year FY25 performance. It's always a pleasure to connect with our valued investors and analysts, and I extend a warm welcome to each of you on behalf of the team at Sohm Distilleries and Breweries Limited. We had a very tepid Q4 quarter as there was a steep excise duty increase in the state of Karnataka, which made the beer dearer and also affected the volumes of the industry. Despite the sales loss, we were able to post better margins. Looking at the quarter gone by, our total income was 3,400 million. It was down by 12%. Our EBITDA was 428 million. It was a margin of 13%. And net profit was 237 million, margin of 7%. Beer volumes were down by 10%, and IMFL volumes were 3 lakh cases, which grew by about 22%. For the full year, our highlights are annual beer volume was 234 lakh cases, up by 10% versus last year. Realization was 545 rupees per case versus 552 in full year 2024. It was a result of pack mix and brand mix. IMFL volume was 11 lakh cases, and our flagship brand, Hunter, grew at a rate of 15% versus last year. Key developments in the last year and last quarter was that we commenced construction of our 600 crore greenfield facility in Faridabad, UP, with a capacity of about 10 lakh cases per month. And we also completed capacity expansion in our Odisha plant, which is located in Cuttack, to 90 lakh cases from the previous 60 lakh cases per year. And as the outlook goes, I think we are confident of building on current performance in the coming quarters. And our priorities will definitely remain to expand our market reach, driving innovation, and delivering value to our stakeholders. I now call upon Nakul to take it forward, take the discussion forward.
Thank you, Diva sir, and good afternoon to everyone on the call. It's a pleasure to take you through the financial and strategic highlights for the year gone by. For the whole of FY25, our total income increased to 14,474 million from rupees 12,864 million, showing a year-on-year growth of around 13%. Our EBITDA for the financial year reached 1,807 million, reflecting a growth of 16% on a year-on-year basis with a steady margin of 12.49%. This is against the 12.07% margin reported last year. The PBT for the financial year FY25 was at 1,437 million, as against rupees 1,219 million for the financial year 24, showing a growth of 18%. The PBT margin for the financial year 24-25 stood at 9.92% as compared to 9.48% for the financial year 23-24. The net profit reported for the financial year FY25 stood at rupees 1,045 million, as against 865 million reported in FY24, showing a growth of 21%. With these impressive financial achievements, we remain confident in our strategy and execution capabilities as we continue to build, expand reach, and drive sustainable growth across our key markets. I would also like to highlight that the finance cost for the full year FY 24-25 stood at 0.76% as compared to 0.92% in the same period in the financial 23-24. The net debt reduced by 13 crores over the last 1 year from 164 crores in FY 24 to 151 crores in FY 21. There was a jump in the secured debt in March 25 on account of higher cash utilization in preparation for the peak season. Before we proceed to the Q&A, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to all the stakeholders for the support and confidence in our endeavors. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Hiten Boricha from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
So I have a couple of questions. The first question is on the brand of Powerful as well as Legend. So we have seen a volume degrowth of around 22% this year. So I know you have highlighted something that the excise hike led to this degrowth. But if you can elaborate more on that, what has led to this huge volume degrowth in Power brand as well as in Legend brand?
No, I'll answer the easier one first, which is Legend brand. Legend brand, actually, we didn't have a base at all. We actually from nowhere, we created a 2 million cases brand in the state of Karnataka. So that's doing well and it will continue to do well. Of course, it also had some impact, took some impact of the duty increase that Karnataka government imposed on the entire industry, specifically on the economy brands. And as far as Powerful is concerned, I think, you know, the point was Karnataka excise imposed a differential duty of 130 rupees per bulk liter on economy brand, right? So that took up the duty by about 40-50%. So thereby the consumer price went up from 100 rupees to 145 rupees. A Powerful brand went up from 125-130 rupees to about 155 rupees. So therefore, there was some stress on the volume and the revenue delivery from Karnataka. In my view, it's a short term thing. I think there is some correction that has happened after our representation to the government and our case in the court. The government has withdrawn that duty, and I think we can look ahead for a. It happened around the third week of May. So we can look ahead for the next few quarters to be much far, far better than the previous quarter.
So if you can share how much of total sales come from Karnataka?
Roughly. Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, around, about 30% of our sales comes from Karnataka.
Okay. So this excise-led problem is only in Karnataka, right?
Yeah, it is largely Karnataka. Every year there is some amount of duty increase that happens across the country, across all states, most states. But this year it was an unusual increase in Karnataka. It never happened. In fact, in the financial year 24-25, the government of Karnataka took two increases, one in September and then again one in January. So that was the major impact on the industry.
Okay. So my second question is on the CAPEX, which we are doing in UP. So first question on that is, what is the total percentage of holding we have in that subsidiary? And also if you can elaborate on the funding side, how are we going to fund this?
So we are incorporating it as a 100% subsidiary of the listed entity. And... Okay. Basically dividing the project into two phases. Phase one will entail an expenditure of 350 crores and phase two would be another, I think, about 200 or 225 crores.
Yeah.
So the funding would be, right now what we have thought is through internal accruals and some debt.
So we are not looking for any QIP or fundraising, anything like that?
Oh, not right now. No.
Okay, okay. So, and so 350 crore this year and 200 or 225 crore in FY27. So, phase one will be used in this year, FY26, 350 crore.
One would be can extend for the next, for the current year as well as some spillover would happen in the next financial year also.
Okay.
And we have already spent 40 crores for the project.
Oh, okay. Understood. And sir, one last question is on the raw material. I just want to understand the trend on the barley prices, sir. I think the trend is on the downside.
Yeah, right now, no, it's not. I think as compared to last year, it's stable. But yes, it's stable as of now.
So if you can quantify the prices right now?
I don't think we would want to quantify the prices as of now.
Okay, okay. I get back into queue, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bharat Mani from Moneybee Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My first question would be, could you just give me the plant wise utilization for FY25?
So we, I think, overall, I think the, all the three plants together, we had a capacity utilization of about close to 70%.
That is the overall capacity?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and the plant-wise, could you just give me that?
As expansion, because effectively that was done, so the full capacity impact of that capacity utilization will come in the current year only.
Okay. So my next question would be on the RM side. So could you just highlight a little bit on the glass prices. If you could not just quantify it, then just a YOY decrease in terms of percentage in glass as well as barley, if you could.
It's, obviously we would not want to indicate the exact details as to what are the quantum of decrease also in the prices, but we would like to maintain here that if you have noticed that we have our gross profit margins have also increased as compared to last year. So that is evident from the judicious use of mix of new glass bottles and old glass bottles and I think the stable prices of raw materials.
So can I just confirm that the RM side the prices have kind of stabilized and you don't think so it will kind of give an offshoot in the near term, right?
Yeah, yeah. We are expecting that same kind of margin we should be able to maintain in the current financial year also.
Okay. So the other question was, I was looking at a PPT and it was written 32% increase of dispatch from the Bhopal facility. So could you just tell me in what all states you saw this 32% dispatch?
I think so we have seen a lot of increase in MP, Jharkhand, Delhi, three states.
Okay. And the UP facility, which we were talking about, the 600 crore capex. So when do you expect that to be come on stream?
I think we will. Let me answer this question by July.
Okay.
So that we have the exact numbers or the timeline in our mind.
Yeah. No problem. So have you taken any price hikes like this quarter, or do you expect any price hikes going into quarter one?
Eva sir, can you please answer that?
Yeah, so on the back of the duty increase in Karnataka, there was an opportunity for us to round up our prices on the higher side. Karnataka, we took a price increase, and we took a price increase in the nearby state Pondicherry and Kerala. We took a price increase in Odisha as well when the duty went up. So I think therefore our the potential margins are looking good.
But you just said that the excess duty law has been reversed. So do you expect the price to move down a little, or
yes,
do you expect this?
It's already come in place.
Okay.
Around the third week of May, it started. Around fourth week of May, I can say. We'll get to see the impact of that on the consumer prices by in the next couple of weeks. And then that impact should flow to us from the second, third quarter onwards.
Okay. So just one last question. The monsoon is kind of early, about like 2 weeks or so, especially in the south. So do you see any like kind of effect in the demand in the south?
Yeah, it is. It's very uncertain monsoon. I mean, uncertain weather. One day it's hot, one day it's kind of rainy and cloudy and things like that. But beer consumption on the whole in the south, it's not as skewed as the north. I mean, it's a little more flatter than the north. So the weather does play a role, but I don't think it will have a big impact.
Okay. Just one last question, if I could. So what is the volume growth guidance for FY26, if you could?
We should expect a conservative level at least 20-22% growth.
Okay. On the volume side, you're saying?
You can say that it's the revenue side as well.
Okay. Yeah. That's it from us. I'll get back in with you. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Utkarsh Jain from Millie Capital. Please go ahead.
It was regarding volume growth. It is a 20% volume growth or revenue growth?
Yeah, revenue growth, you can say
that. Can you guide for volume growth and average selling price we expect in FY26?
I think, there will be a difference of about, say about 18% volume growth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nishit Shah from Ambika FinCap Consultants Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my questions. Congratulations on a good set of numbers on a year-on-year basis. And I understand that there is a seasonality in the last quarter. My question is, do you benchmark on your performance parameters, especially the EBITDA, with the leaders in the market like United Breweries?
Markul?
Can you please come again?
Do you benchmark with the market leader on the performance?
No, I think they are the industry leaders, and obviously they play a very significant part in the whole scheme of things. But obviously we would not like to benchmark against them, because our growth is different. Our key states are very different from their states. So obviously we would not like to comment on UB performance or the way they operate.
I'm not asking you on how they are performing. I'm asking about your EBITDA level and their EBITDA level, which is a published number.
So where is the difference, and how do you bridge that, and when do you come to the level of volumes are substantially higher by your EBITDA margin?
Our EBITDA margins are much higher than theirs. So I mean, you can look at those numbers and make your own judgment.
How about funding on the 600 crore expansion in UP?
I have already answered that question earlier.
It is, maybe I joined late.
So I've already told that this project would be done in phases, and initially we are targeting about 350 crores of funding, and that would be done through internal accruals and fresh term debt funding.
You already have 151 crores of debt.
So I don't think that there is a problem in taking more debt. And most of the existing debt is the working capital debt. None of it is what I think about 30-35 crores is only the term debt which is there on the books currently.
So basically going for debt, right?
It's going to be a mix of debt and equity or internal accrual.
Have taken a decision or you have not taken a decision yet?
No, we have taken a decision.
Sorry?
Because we have already spent close to 40 crores on the project so far.
We need to spend 300 odd crores this year, right?
Yes, sir, it will be taken care of, not to worry.
But what I am asking is a specific question that I read that are you going to go only for debt or equity? And if you are going for equity, the method, and have you appointed an investment banker?
We are not going, sir. I have already cleared. I am not raising any fresh equity from the market. I last year posted 180 crores of EBITDA. That will take care of whatever money is needed for the project, which will come through internal accruals. The rest of the money which is required will take through term debt.
The issue of, right?
Okay, sir. I hope I am clear now.
So I think you have been vague on this. I am clearly asking, there is no equity issuance. Then that you are not denying.
There is no equity issuance. Why are you shouting, sir?
Because you are not hearing now. That's why I am telling you. That you be clear about.
You, there is no equity.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rajiv Khanna, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for creating an excellent infrastructure. Wish you all the very, very best. I just wanted to know, how is your market share in the various markets that you operate in?
Diva, sir.
Yeah, see, we are number one player in Madhya Pradesh. So we are number two, number three player in Karnataka. We are number two in Delhi. We are almost number one in Jharkhand, almost close to number one, going neck to neck with the leader. We are, number two in Odisha. So I think, although we are much smaller than the market leader, we are a very, very close competitor in almost all markets where we play.
So I must congratulate you for creating one of the best infrastructures. I would request you to go all out and as aggressively as possible to gain market share. Your market cap can go double or triple from the current levels if you continue to be very, very aggressive.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Only question, a little cause of concern was, or maybe I had missed out the earlier part, your top line has not grown in the March quarter. Is there any specific reason for that?
Yeah, which we explained, I think, before you joined the call.
Yeah.
That's an impact of the excise duty increase in Karnataka. very, very unreasonable excise duty increase that was for the industry, but it fell more on brands which are our kind of portfolio. So therefore, the impact came, and that has got corrected by in the third week of or fourth week of May this year. So hopefully that will change our prospects for the coming quarters.
The only question, if you could, are you gaining market share in almost all these markets, or are you at stable levels?
Like I said, you know, we are number two, number three, and number one in some markets, and we'll continue to focus on that. And we are strengthening our portfolio. We are a portfolio company, you know that. And we have three big brands, and all of them have crossed. All of them are millionaire brands, right? And we know the market, how it works, and we are growing, and we'll continue to focus on both the top line and the bottom line.
Thank you very much, sir. Wish you all the very, very best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. I repeat, to ask a question, please press star and one now. We take the next question from the line of Ajay Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, thank you so much for taking my question. So, Nakul and Divakar sir, I think it was a very good performance that you demonstrated right across your financial parameters and your volume parameters.
Thank you.
So I had a couple of questions that my first question was, now you're supplying to Tamil Nadu also, right? The beer will get supplied, right, to Tamil Nadu also from your Hassan facility. So does that mean that you're going to have an extra capacity utilization in your Karnataka plant, or you're going to use your existing capacity itself to venture out on this part of the business? The supply to Tamil Nadu, basically. Yeah.
So in anticipation of our growth prospects in the markets that our Hassan plant services, including the state of Tamil Nadu, we have done a capacity expansion, and I think we have sufficient capacity to give to Tamil Nadu, which we already started.
Okay. And what is the volume growth? What is the contribution from Tamil Nadu we are looking at to the overall top line and your bottom line volume from this particular new territory that you are entering?
So specifically, the challenges in the route to market, et cetera, we are negotiating all those things there. And it's a government market, I mean, and also the retail is managed by the government itself, right? So it is not so easy to give a forecast for that market. But we are confident that, wherever we are going, from the past experience that we have had, wherever we are going, the first year, within 1 and 3 years, we are confident of getting about 7 to 8% market share between 1 and 3 years.
Okay. And lastly, one more question, sir. One view that I had was, see, like Woodpecker and all that, you as a brand is more of a premium brand, right? So from a distribution perspective, there's a think tank in the process to distribute it through more and organized players like Tonic or Madhuloka and all, which are much more established distributor, right? In terms of catering to the youngsters and the affluent people, right, who like to have beer. So to have distribution through those channels also. Because, for example, I stay in Bangalore. Whenever I try to find, the Woodpecker or other beer, right, that have legend, I don't find it in Bangalore in a good distribution shop. I have to go to a very small retailer to get those. So is there any view on that also?
Yeah. Thank you for patronizing our brands. I mean, we are so happy to hear that from you. And I'm also a Bangalorean. I work out of Bangalore.
Yeah.
So I can very clearly tell you that out of the two shops that you named, or two group of retail shops that you named, one is Tonic. Tonic, our brand, Woodpecker, is available as we speak, right?
Okay.
It's available in all their three units. As far as Madhuloka is concerned, we do have certain issues in terms of our commercial expectations from each other. So therefore, we are not intending to place our brands there. Whereas the brands of Legend, etc., is available across all the shops. Of course, it's not available in Tokyo.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my question. Thanks. And wish you all the best for FY26 and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Anand Agarwal from Balaji Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So as I have gone through the balance sheet, I mean, so I can understand that there's a capex of around 120 crore has been incurred, and that is, I mean, almost completed. So can you just guide me with this capex and what kind of growth with this asset turnover you are looking for with this capex?
Sir, can you please be specific?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Nakul ji.
Ji, sir.
Yeah. My question is, I mean, I've gone to the balance sheet in which the company has incurred capex of 120 crores. And I think that is being done. So I just want to understand for which this capex is done and what would be the revenue growth with this capex.
This capex were done for both Woodpecker and for the Odisha plant.
Okay.
And so Odisha plant advantage of this capex will come from this current year onwards. And like Diva sir had mentioned, we are looking at about 20% revenue growth that's going to come from the capacity utilization only.
For the whole year?
Yes, sir, for the whole year.
Okay, so on overall, I mean 20% revenue growth for whole year. I mean for the combined entity, consolidated. I mean not only Woodpecker, for consolidated SOM, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And one more question: the margin front, on the similar margin front, or there is any betterment in the margins due to the decrease in the raw material prices?
Sir, I think we expect that the margin we should be able to maintain at the same level as last year.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. I repeat, participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. We take the next question from the line of Rohit Deshmukh from Vishwai Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. I'm audible. Hello.
Yes, sir. Hello?
You're audible, sir.
Okay, sir. My first question is actually the September quarter is generally good for the home distillers till now. So after this excess duty, is there any effect on the September quarter, coming quarter?
Sir, I was not able to understand. Can you please repeat it, sir?
Hello.
Can you please repeat the question, sir? We couldn't understand it.
Okay. So basically, my question is that the September quarter is the June and the September quarter is great for the company regarding sales, expense, and profit. But this time, due to excise duty, will be any effect on the September quarter?
Nakul, you want to take that?
Quarter is one of our leanest quarters. It's not one of our strongest quarters. Our strongest quarters are generally quarter one and quarter four.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Diva sir, please.
Yeah. Thank you, all of you, for taking out your time and, you know, attending this discussion. And I hope we have been able to answer all your questions. And Nakul and I are always there. If anything, anybody wants to call, you can call and talk. Thank you so much.
On behalf of Soam Distilleries and Breweries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.